Blog Talk Radio.
No made up nigga, I'm straight up nigga. Still in the projects where I came up nigga. On the scaffold doing 10 sets of 10, getting my weight up nigga. I'm no shooter, but my shooters that have your brain exposed. But I'll shoot 5 in a second, homie, and break your nose. Talk the past, I'm dead ass. I was living life fast with my pistol in the grass. Digging in my ass, trying to finish up the last so I can sit it in the stash. OE sweat dripping from the bag. Milk crate, sitting on the ad while I'm looking left to right for them niggas with the bag. My mom's bitches really had crack on them. 12-12s and I kept them shit packed for them. Yeah, they came back for them.
Woo! Man, yo. That's a mean track. What's going on there, good people? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun. Live on Off-Ramp, 11 p.m., July 23rd, 2013. You got something to say, something you want to get off your chest, feel free to call in. 646-915-8680. I'm reporting live with my man, MX Shamani. What's poppin', Chief?
What up? Can't call,
not much,
can't call it.
Been a while, man. What's been going on?
Traveling, vacation, work, catching up, family, a lot of stuff, man.
Well, yeah, where you been at? You been traveling? Where you been at?
Man, I'm talking about them two chickens, man. Then you've been at all the place, man.
That classified information, yo. What you snowden now, yo? You can't tell the fight where you been at, yo.
We took a trip up to Atlantic City, man, for a couple of days with the family. I had a wedding down at the good old Duke University, man. Had a little tour of the campus. Went inside Cameron for a nice little photo ops, you know, what have you. Got me some fresh gear. It's been a long week last week, man.
Yes, I see, man. Worldwide traveling, man. Sounds like y'all had a good time, man. You take the whole family, or was it just you and the wife thing?
Just you and the wife thing. Oh, man. We weren't taking the family in North Carolina, man. But definitely Atlanta City. But yeah, I took them up there. The beaches are horrible in Atlanta City. I just want to let you know.
Say that again?
Yeah, the beaches are horrible in Atlantic City. We stayed at the pool all day.
You said the features are horrible?
Yeah, the beaches, yeah, and Atlanta City.
What do you mean the beaches are horrible? The beach is nothing but sand and water. I mean, if you're saying that the beaches are horrible, then blame God. Don't blame Atlantic City.
Yeah, there's clean beaches, you know, there's beach, like, at least where we're at with the Revel, we stay at the Revel, it's a new hotel, man. I guess they were trying to create a beach. So the joint wasn't even jaw open for real. Had bulldozers all over the joint. Joint just didn't look clean, yeah. The people was on that joint, so it must have been something, but it just didn't look kosher to me. We had to stay at the pool, man.
I mean, you're in Jersey, yo. I love Jersey. I'm from Jersey. But I wouldn't go in that water, yo.
Yeah, it was the same places. I guess I should have said beach. Maybe just the water in general. Just didn't look inviting to me. Put it that way. It was hot too, but that beach. I looked out there. I was like, I looked at the pool. I was like, yeah, we can stay right here.
That's fine. Hey, Mr. Wright just called in. What's going on, Chief?
I'm chilling, bro. What's going on?
Not much. Yo. MX for Money is firing up your Jersey beaches. Yo. He was in Jersey. Yo, did y'all have a chance to get up, yo? That'd be a nice thing.
Alert.
That's what you're going to go, man. We was on the phone. I called into the show while I was in New Jersey. Yeah, you need. You just lack of communication.
Right.
Oh, you ain't hit up Mr. Righteous, yo? That's messed up. Yo. You in his hood, you ain't call my.
Yeah, man. Listen, I don't know his work schedule. I had to deal with the family stuff. Stay far.
Well, did you call him and see? All you got to do is come, hey, Mr. Righteous, I'm in town. What you doing?
First of all, you're not going to start this. It was already discussed. And it wasn't my trip. It wasn't like a family. We wanted to stay for them. You know, some stay for them things that I had to do. so. Yeah, like one day to ourselves.
So Mr. Righteous isn't allowed to do anything, go to Atlantic City when Steve Harms there?
Nah, that's good. He could have came up if he wanted to. That's what I have to say. It was a lack of communication. I don't know.
Oh, did you call him? So you could have called him and let him know you was down there, you know?
Right. That's why I started the conversation and said it was a lack of communication on my part, which I don't know why you're firing up someone who already admitted that it was a lack of communication on their part. So.
Because it's funny to me, that's why.
Whatever.
Just saying, yo, that'd be messed up, yo, if Mr. Wright just goes to Baltimore, yo, don't hit you up, yo. We on the same show together, yo. We all host the same show together, yo. What if you go to D.C. and get some mumbo sauce and don't call you? You'd be upset, yo. Mr. Righteous, you want some mumbo sauce, yo?
No, I'm good.
Whoa.
Man, what's going on with the show, man?
Yeah. Not much, man. Got a bunch of different stuff that we can talk about, yo. Y'all hear about that real baby? Does anybody care?
No.
No. The fact that, I'll tell you what, though, what they were talking about, though. Like, so he's basically third in line to, I guess, to be the king. And with Queen Elizabeth living until, like, she's still kicking. Like, I just, he ain't gonna, like, it's not, he ain't going to be relevant for real until he, like 70 years or so. You know what I mean? Like, we won't be around, like, when he becomes king. Like, it's just crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, he got to see two people. Like, unless somebody knocked him off like they did Princess Diana, you know, he ain't seeing the throne no time soon.
Yeah, but isn't that the best scenario though? You're in line to be king. You got a bunch of money, but you really don't have any responsibilities because you know that you're pretty much, by the time you get your kingship, you're gonna be so old that you're gonna be like, let the next person have it.
Well, that's what they thought with Queen Elizabeth. They thought she would eventually just go ahead and, like, give it up and let her son, or, like, I don't know what they call it, nephews, I guess. So I don't think they're her sons. But anyway, I thought that's what they said. But she said, nah, she's going to ride or die. Like, she's going to serve until she dies, basically. So I don't know. I mean, I guess it's all up to that person. I mean, would you really give it up if you got old, or would you just ride it out?
It depends what I got to do as a king, yo. Like, if I can just walk around and, like, kiss my ring, bitch, I'm being king. But if I got to really work at 60, nah, I'm good. I'll let somebody else do it.
I don't. Do they do anything?
I don't know what they do. I have no idea. I know they make public appearances and going on tours and all kinds of shit like that around Europe. I just don't know. Or England, I guess. I don't know the country. I don't know what they officially run the country or whatever, because I'm sure they got a parliament, so I don't know exactly what they do. Like, But I don't know if I'd just be quick to give up my throne, though. I think I'll die with that joke.
Well, from what I understood is that, because I used to work with a chick from over there, the king or queen has, like, they have, like, absolute rule, even though they don't use it. So, like, if the prime minister or parliament decides to make whatever political moves they want to do, and the king or queen strongly denies what might be going on, they have to basically take a second look at it and see where the king or queen is coming from. So it's like they can move without the king or queen, but it's shown as a disrespect if you go against the king or queen's decisions, unless you have, like, the people's decision, unless you have, like, the people's voice with it. Like, supposedly, from what she told me, the king or queen are basically a figurehead of the people in England. Like, that's why it's such a big deal to them, because they're, like, the figurehead that always goes with the people, and the parliament and the prime minister kind of looked at, like, our Congress, who kind of, like, do shit for themselves. I don't know.
So basically, they're like our president, and the prime minister is kind of like the vice president, but nothing really gets said unless the president says, okay, it's a cool rule.
Yeah, but the only difference, like, what her main difference is that no one would dare disrespect the king or queen, whereas people can disrespect our president all the time. Like, no one dare disrespect their queen because they're supposed to, like, with the people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the king and queen, like, kind of let shit ride.
Right.
You know, so it looks like it's going to bother the people. That's how she explained it to me. But I'm like, yeah. He's a rich white folks, yo. Like, I told you, I can't rep a country that never has a chance of a black person being the top dog in a country, yo. Like, they're inherently racist, yo.
Yeah, you got to basically kill them off, you know, and claim the throne, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know. But, yo, I asked her that one time. I swear, I asked her, I was like, so, can I go to England, like, murder, like, the king and queen and, like, all the kids and all that stuff and take over the throne? There was a law made back when, like, I forgot who she took, one of the kings, that no matter who kills who, the lineage will always go through the family to be king or queen. So, like, they made it impossible for anybody to ever take over the throne.
Oh, that's
inherently racist, yo.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. So, don't worry about something. Oh.
Yeah, man. Not at all.
Yeah, man. So we were talking about the world, baby. Yo. I mean, it'd be nice to be a baby of royalty, yo. Because, like, wasn't the prince before he got married to this chick night now, before they had the baby, wasn't he running around in Vegas butt naked, yo, with his wang hanging out, yo?
Nah, that was the other one.
Yeah, that was this.
Oh, so that wasn't the dude who just got the baby?
Nah, that's the other one. That's
well,
the
how can
cover.
I beat the other dude, y'all? That's a great life, yo. You just run around America with your wang hanging out and no one gets mad at you, yo. They love them.
Nope. No.
And why does America care?
Why does
America care about the world, baby? What'd you say? All right. Anyway. So. I don't know what the kids over there are doing, yo. So, yeah, man. So I just wanted to talk about. Just wanted to talk about the royal baby, yo. I feel like you put my baby in the crib with Dave, baby. My baby comes out the winner. I should be the next king of England, you know?
Why?
I don't know. My baby won, you know? I feel like you should be the next king, you know?
I guess.
Yeah. You hear about Detroit going bankrupt, you know?
Yeah, I heard about it, but I ain't read into no details or anything like that. But it's just all political crap, as usual. People stealing money, not taking care of stuff, putting the wrong people in office, as usual. Selling that what I call the hope and the dream, vote you in there, and then you just do what you want. And then tear up the city. You still living good, but everybody else is living horrible.
Yeah, how does a city get bankrupt, yo?
Easy, man. They losing money. You know, business is leaving. You know, I mean, crime rate is ridiculous. Too many people put their hands in the pot, taking money. So, I mean, stuff like that can happen, man. When you shelling out money to other places where it don't need to be. Stuff like that can happen. You know, the same thing with Camden. It's the same thing, but they just haven't filed bankruptcy yet. But I'm sure it's going to come soon.
Yo, man. I seen Parking Wars, yo. They giving out a lot of tickets, yo.
Huh?
I seen Parking Wars, yo. Detroit gives out a lot of tickets, yo.
I mean, but nobody pays them. I'm sure nobody's paying them. That's the thing, like. I said, I'm sure nobody's paying them. That's the thing. You got to pay them joint. I'm sure nobody's paying them.
Yeah. I wonder if Camden's back.
Is what?
If Camden has gone bankrupt yet. They got to be next in line.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they already, well, besides Detroit, one of the poorest cities in America. They haven't filed for bankruptcy yet, but, I mean, it's coming. I mean, the state then came in, took over the school system. So, I mean, next is going to be that. But, I mean, they're slowly building up the city, though. I mean, it's a lot of, like, businesses starting to come back. But, I mean, it's just horrible, man. You walk through there, and it's like you only got, like, on one block, you might have one house that got people in it. The rest of them is, like, halfway burnt down or halfway torn down. Just tear the whole damn thing down. Why are you still leaving it sitting there? That's my thing. Don't leave it just sitting there. Just tear it all the way down. If it's already torn up, tear it all the way down. Keep it moving.
Yeah. You probably got to pay people to do that. You probably ain't got the money to even do that.
Oh, man, you probably can pay a bunch of cats in the hood to tear that joint down. Give them a couple bucks. I think there's a lot of small construction companies out there that's probably looking for work. They can't find work that will do the job. To go around the city of Camden just tearing up the houses that just need to be torn down.
Yeah, but they ain't got no money to pay them.
I mean, but I'm sure they're not going to probably charge like a whole heaping lot of money. I mean, they already spending money on dumb stuff anyway, so why not?
I'm just talking about the city, bro.
That's what I'm saying, but they still got city workers. I mean, city workers can do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Put the city workers to work. You're already paying them. You know, you got them driving around in the green trucks cutting grass. Why not just have them drive around and tear down some houses?
Yeah.
You know?
I
mean, that's like when they talk about it, then they show like some clips, you know, Detroit, like everything left. I mean, all the businesses was just adios. Everything left. Cars, everything just went kaput. And that's it. And funny as you said that, like going broke. I was watching this little documentary about out in Cali. In L.A., you know, the Ford, you know, all those companies, they were out there too. They had factories out there. And then once you know, the wrong people got in office, and they start allowing these people allowing these companies to move about and go where they want to go, find cheap labor, they picked up and moved.
Yeah.
And all them people who were working there, who had jobs, who was making a decent penny in the community, they lost everything, which is probably why a lot of people turned to that stuff. And the epidemic just spread, and then it just went to shit. Just like everything else, yo. The jobs leave, people get depressed, they get on that stuff, everything goes to shit, yo.
See, I got a different take on that, though. Because, you know, we got to stop making excuses for folks. I understand that it's not their fault that the factories left and all the car dealerships did what they did by shipping jobs overseas. But the job market hit a lot of people just this past couple of years. And what it just forced you was if you either can accept it or you can try to retool and do something else. Now, the older people, I understand it's hard for them to go back to school. Some of them haven't even been to school or college or whatever. So affecting their pensions, I definitely agree with. I think that they should definitely be paid as far as that pension is concerned. But younger folks, like 40 under, they just need to get another job, like, or provide or get other training to get other jobs. Like, don't just say, you know what, man, all I know is a factory, so I guess I'll go to that corner and see J-Rock and Lil Earl, and I'm just going to smoke up a little bit of money I can do. It's like, nah, you know, like, yo, take that same money and, you know what I mean, take that same money and go take a class somewhere and get you another job, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't understand that mentality. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I can think about where my moderate self comes into and with the Republicans we're talking about as far as people living off of welfare, because they think the government's supposed to always have their back. When you could do something about the situation as well, and then the government's just that intermediary that gets you back on your feet or help you maintain yourself on your feet. But when you just accepting of this your situation, that's the part I just don't You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I know
right.
it's a shame and it's not necessarily your fault for the company, but don't just accept that. Like, just
right.
do something. Even if it takes you moving out of your country, moving out of Detroit and going find somewhere else. You know what I mean? But
right.
those are, like, the drastic measures that I feel like folks should take before they decide to do, you know what I mean, everything else. That's
right.
I don't know. That's just me, though. And maybe it's a young mentality and the older
I mean,
mentality.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not leaving my city behind type of thing. Maybe that's it.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, that's a lot of people, man, cause especially with the whole jobs. And some people are like now, most companies, they force you. You have to know how to work a computer. And, you know, most of these older people ain't trying to work no computers. So trying to teach them how to work a computer, they very combative people when they try to teach them how to work a computer, man. I don't want to do this shit. I'm slamming. I'm like, come on, man. You're the way of the world, man. We'll go back to the olden days. Give me a piece of paper and a pencil and I'll just take care of it. Like, come on, man. You got to be able to evolve, man. If you don't like it, man, you can roll. But, I mean, that was always my whole point. Like, everybody always sit around and complain about the man took this, the man did that, the man did this. Man, they did nothing. You know, it's not his fault that you didn't go to school and get an education. It's not his fault that any of that. I mean, he did what he had to do as a businessman and wanted to make things and get cheaper labor. But it's not his fault that you didn't go to school. It's not his fault that you didn't want to better yourself. So, but that's the reality is that's what happens. Though people lose their jobs, the strong people they lose their jobs, and then they just go to shit, feeling sorry for themselves. Though, what's sad?
I hate when girls wear tights with big shoes. I know, man, but what we're talking about,
yo. Yo, dudes do that too, yo, with them skinny jeans, yo. It's just disgusting, man.
With big shoes, yo.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's not that the girl's good looking, yo. It's one thing if she looks like she's retarded, then you understand why she got big shoes, yo. But that's a trend that just needs to go away, yo. That's horrible, man. It's frustrating,
like,
yo. Like, you got on these short, hot booty shorts, a tank top, and big-ass Nike Air Force One, yo. or you got on a slim, tight shirt with tights and some foam posits. Like, come on, yo. That makes me think off top you got gorilla feet, yo.
Right. Gorilla feet. That's funny.
I mean, I feel you with towels and stuff, but I just saw some girl with some real big shoes on, and I was disappointed.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, you know, I mean, you just got to roll with the punches, man. Change, man. Go back to school. Get something, man, or start your own business, man. So.
Yeah,
I mean, poverty and struggle is real. I mean, Mr. Wright, you're a prime success story. I mean, you were out of work for a long time. You got laid off of your job. You went back to school, switched your career, and all that stuff. So it's possible.
Yeah,
motivated.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's what we both agreed on that. I mean, it is. It's possible. But, you know, there's just people just so lazy, man. They don't want – all they know is what they know. They don't want to change. You know, they don't want to change. They don't want change. They just want to do what they normally do. Because, I mean, even when – remember when all factories went out of business, went like, shut down, and they did the special on all the people who worked at the car factories? Guys, that's all I know. I can't do nothing else. I don't know nothing else, man. I ain't got no education. I left school when I was in sixth grade. I'm 70 years old. I can't go back to school. I'm too old for this. This is all I know.
Right.
All I know is cars.
And that's fine. That's fine. And I think those kind of people who just didn't feel like they could retire at that point,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they made bad decisions because they lack of education and knowing how to put shit away from retirement because they were living for this pension. And
right.
for those people, I can understand why they would say that, because if they had their pension intact, they probably would just retire.
Right.
Because they were living for that pension because of the fact that they didn't have 401ks. No one was out there telling them to invest in 401ks and all that other kind of stuff. They just live for this pension. So
right.
I do understand those folks. But, like, folks like I said, that's why I put the cap around 40 or 50 because at the end of the day, like, when you're 50, I mean, you get over 50, you need to start talking about, you know what I mean, how much Social Security you're going to do, what you're doing, if you need, if you can you retire at 65, something like that. So that's why I say 40, you need to take your ass back to school somewhere. Like, retool. Like, you know what I mean? 50, you start to see that light. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're still working. You're probably still going strong. And maybe you have a right to be a little bit, like, selective on what you want to do if you had, you know, things in place in a certain amount. Like, if you invested and, you know what I mean, and you got a good 401k and you got options whether you want to retire or not. You know what I mean? But 40, yeah, you got about 20-something years, 25 years left. Yeah, you need to go ahead and do something else. You need to figure out something else.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, man. A lot of people had to reinvent themselves in after 2008, yo.
Right.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna be.
That's why damn high schools and middle schools don't teach the right stuff, y'all. Like, if America and their school system teaches basic stuff like how to build a house, well, it's probably not basic, but. Like, if you get basic electrical training, construction training, you know, what do you call it, maintenance for your yard, even if the world passes you by and you don't get a high-level degree, you can still find a job doing construction or something, but you got some type of training.
But there are schools that does that, you know what I'm saying? Like we got Vogue out here, you know what I'm saying? You got to go to those technical schools, and some people don't go to them because usually – when you go to those schools, usually you're not going to college after going to those schools most of the time because you usually go right into work because they usually prepare you and they usually get you your certifications for those particular jobs right in high school.
And that's what I'm saying. I think all schools should teach those skills, like even automotive skills, so that if your higher level degree doesn't get you what you want, if you go to college and it still doesn't work out, you need something to fall back on. At least you got the basic knowledge of doing construction jobs and all that good stuff. Because if, like, I lost my accounting job and I had to get a construction job, the only thing I can tell them is I can lift heavy stuff, yo. And you got about 4 or 5 years left of that before I'm like, man, fuck that. I'd rather just be poor.
I mean, I kind of agree with that to a certain extent, though. I think if instead of we focusing on, like, teaching to a test and having all these tests, if we revamp the school curriculum to so everybody starting from elementary school are kind of like in a trade, pick a trade or have general skills leading up to a trade in high school to carry that out in college. Now, you know what I mean, you're like ready to go. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you are in your trade, you're in the field. So even if you don't want to go to college, you can actually leave high school and get into a career. Where we kind of, like, do all this basic stuff, like, that is, like, kind of like a general level, you know what I mean? And then we get into high school, and after high school, if you don't got no job, like, what did all that 12 years of school prepare you for? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Prepare you to take out loans so you can keep owing people for the rest of your life.
You didn't even do that. That FAFSA form is real. Yeah, I didn't know how to fill that shit out after college.
Yo, speaking of education, right? When we were all in school, how many planners were we taught that there were?
They took away Pluto.
Yeah,
they added one or something. Yeah.
No, they took. They said Pluto's not a planet anymore, so now it's only 8 planets. There's no more 9 planets. And we were taught that there were 4 major oceans, right? Now there's 5.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm dead serious, yo. There was 4 major oceans. You got the Atlantic, Pacific, what's the other, Mediterranean? What's the 4 oceans?
The Mediterranean, too. Indian
yo,
Ocean and the Arctic.
What ocean did they add, yo? You got 30 seconds.
It's called the Southern Ocean or something else like that. It's crazy,
what?
Yo. They added the ocean, yo. My wife's a teacher, man, so she tells us this stuff, man. They added another ocean, man. It's five oceans.
I thought it was the Indian, the Arctic, Atlantic, and the Pacific. So they.
Yeah.
Well,
I know this. Hey, you can't add no more to the show because we out. I'll holler y'all tomorrow.